Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf. Shir is sponsored Lui Nishmas, my grandfather, Rabbi Chezka Ber Shalom Hartman Zitzal, whose Yotzer is on Chai Kislev. We're holding in Zvochim Daf Pegimel, the beginning of the ninth parak of the Masechta. The parak begins on Mizbeach Mekadesh Es HaRoi Loi. The Mizbeach makes anything possible on it, makes it Kaddish. And how do we know that? The Mishnah brings the Pasuk, Hiya Oilo Al Moigdo. What does Hiya Oilo mean? Says Rashi, He be'avayosote, once it goes on Moigde, remains with his Gdusha. So Toises asks Rashi, he is, as Master from the Gemara, he is a mute. He comes to exclude something, not to say that it continues the Gdusha and to add more Gdusha. So therefore Toises explains it in a different way. So the Baal told us Yaakov Yosef. He has a sefer called Ben Poires Yosef. And there in Rosh Hashabbos Agodo of the year Taf Kuf Chofei, he comes to answer Rashi. So he starts by bringing the Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Lamed Ches, that says, Omar B'yuchan, HaKashbuchu Mashu Shechinosoi, HaKashbuchu does not bring Nevuo, Ela Al-Chocham, Gibor, Oshir, Ve'onov. And we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. So he brings the Ran in the Droshes that asks, I understand that you have to be a Chocham, you have to be an Onov, but why does a Novi have to be Gibor v'Oshir? Or has to be strong and rich to be a Novi? What's the Shaychus? So he explains, it's not that you have to be Gibor and Oshir to be a Novi, but it has to be someone who's such an Onov, he's so humble, that even though he's a Gibor, and even though he's an Oshir, and even though he has all these milas, he's still an Onov. That's the Onov. How do you define the Onov? Someone that has many different milas and he still is continuing to be an Onov, that's the Chiddush of the Onov of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he goes on to explain that must be the pshat, because it says anybody who is a Baal Gaivo, the Nevuah leaves him. So a Karka, what he means is he's an Onav and he has everything else. He's an Onav in a Chacham, he's an Onav in a Ashir, he's an Onav in a Gibor. He means, and he mainly, what's the Yisoid? That with all these Milas, he's still an Onav. So he mainly says that's the pshat. When you're talking about a Oilo, Oilo is Loshon Milo. How does a Milo retain? How does a person, how does an item retain its Milo? It retains its milo only when you have another together with it. If you don't have another, so the milo goes away. So he merely says that's what it means. He is a mute, but he is also means that retains the Gdusha, because it goes together. How do you retain Gdusha? By having another, by having shiflus. So Zostar is oilo, oilo losha milo. How do you retain the milo? He retains it, even in Tarim Psul. But how do you retain that? With another, he is a mute. In order to have a retention of a milo, you must have a novel. So you have to have a combination of he. Al yidei a novel, which is he loshen miut. So you have he, which is a retention of the Gdusha. And that's the remez over here. How do you retain Gdusha? How do even things of apostle retain their milas that they have? They retain it only if you have midas a novel. And that's the lashon of the Ben Peres Yosef. What is the shanek shavul in ma'aseh batonos? Meaning, if you have another, that's he means both. So Rashi and Tosfos are right. He is also lashon miut, and that retains the kedusha. A deep word by the Baal told us Yaakov Yosef. Anyone wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shorim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.